Back to today and everyone else's tax deadline. For those Americans feeling inclined to take a chance and just not pay, NPR's Zoe Chase of our Planet Money team has this cautionary tale.
Some musicians like to brag they have a lot of nice stuff. This is Young Buck, and he did have nice stuff, like nice wheels on his car. I can show you I'm a rider, the 600 coupe, but the old school wider. Giovanni rims with Pirellis on the tires. Young Buck used to be a part of G-Unit, the very successful label founded by rapper 50 Cent. As part of that group, he sold millions of records. He's from Nashville. And in his dining room, he had 8 white leather dining chairs. In his bedroom, he had some blue cufflinks, some skull chains. In the basement, a poster of Scarface, a craps table, a tattoo kit. What do all these things have in common? Ask the Internal Revenue Service.
I think the common denominator for all of them is there things that the IRS believed could have been easily liquidated.
Brandon G. reported on Young Buck's situation for the Tennessean newspaper. He says one Saturday morning, IRS agents showed up at Young Buck's house. He owed 6 figures in back taxes.
It's very methodical. As things are being boxed up and taken out, they're being inventoried on a list.
And then stored nearby at Young Buck's expense. His lawyer, Robin Mitchell Joyce, told me he thought his taxes were being handled by his business manager. They weren't.
Is it just a hip-hop problem? No, it's an entertainment, a music industry problem.
Horace Madison is the business manager for stars like Lil Wayne. A millionaire, I'm a young money
millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. I wish my clients bought $35,000 or even $50,000 cars. That's what they spend on watches.
I asked Madison about Young Buck's situation. Why would someone who makes a ton of money get behind on their taxes?
Most entertainers and musicians, they receive their money on a gross level with no taxes taken out of.
Even athletes, Horace Madison says, they're paid a salary. Musicians aren't. And big entertainers make big money, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 a show, sometimes much more. In a couple months, you're a millionaire, right? Nope. Madison says about half of what big stars earn goes to pay people that work with them, not to mention the lights, the sound, the tour buses, and then...
And that $500,000, you need to make an estimated tax payment of $200,000.
Quarterly, that's no joke. And on top of that, if you're an entertainer, what's a business expense can seem really murky.
You're living this lifestyle where you're spending money that you think is tax deductible, and no, it's not.
Madison has tried to deduct the watches, saying it's a necessary business expense for his client to have a certain look. The CPAs at his company threw it back. The IRS loaned Young Buck his refrigerator back and a few other things, but most of his stuff is still stored in an undisclosed location. His music catalog is up for sale May 14th. Even his moniker, Young Buck, that might be sold too. There could be a new Young Buck running around. Willie Nelson, he had the same kind of problem. Oh, my memories of things that used to be. So he released an album to pay back the IRS. He called it the IRS Tapes. Zoe Chase, NPR News.
Support for Planet Money comes from Ally Bank, who values straightforward reporting and straightforward banking. Learn more about Ally Bank at allybank.com.